reaching critical mass, points at the edge, and odds and ends. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Derek Moss at Holland West Ottawa is off to an outstanding start for its boys swimming and diving team this year, leading the Panthers to the top spot in the Lower Peninsula Division I rankings after knocking off previously top-ranked Ann Arbor Skyline and number 3 Birmingham Brother Rice in dual competition recently. He has the fastest time in the state this year in the 100 backstroke at 52.02 seconds. West Ottawa coach Stephen Bowyer also says that Derek's work ethic raises the entire team up, and Derek said the big wins over Skyline and Brother Rice were a real shot in the arm for the team.
That was a big confidence booster for us. I think that everybody after that meet really realized that we have a chance to do really well at the state meet, so I hope that it'll make us work even harder.
You can read more about Derek Moss on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Kyle Hebner of Petoskey, who tallied 4 goals in a 6-1 ice hockey win over Traverse City Central last week, which broke an 18-game losing streak against the Trojans. And Shine Strickland-Gillis and Maddie Camp of Saginaw Heritage, who combined for 35 points in a big girls basketball win over Midland Dow. Looking for the best post-workout snack? Pair protein with carbohydrate to help your muscles recover quickly and efficiently. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
There's a new rule change that will add excitement to high school wrestling. This new national rule now rewards aggressive action to score points or even work for a pin, even when one of the wrestlers appears to be out of bounds. Wrestling shall continue and points can be scored when a wrestler's supporting points while holding the opponent remain in bounds. Those points of support include the knees, the side of the thighs, the rear end, the hands, and the head. For the purpose of the rule, the toes are not considered a supporting point if they are the only body part in bounds. If that happens, the whistle blows and the action would reset.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go to the MHSA website now to be a referee. The 700 Club in girls basketball got its newest member a few weeks ago. Longtime Sandusky coach Al DeMott joined Detroit Country Day's Frank Orlando on the short list. He enters this week with 709 coaching victories against 188 losses, and the team is ranked 9th in this week's Class C AP polls. DeMott started coaching at Sandusky in 1979, and among the 19 league, 25 district, 7 regional titles, and 1 appearance in the Class C title game is perhaps the real highlight, having been able to coach his 3 daughters. The 120 finalists have been selected for this year's MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award presented by Farm Bureau Insurance. The program, in its 29th year, will honor 32 recipients with $1,000 college scholarships, and with this year's class, over 750 such scholarships will have been awarded. Watch for the announcement of the winners beginning February 6th on the MHSAA website. Congratulations to Birmingham Brother Rice boys swimming and diving coach Michael Vinos, who has been named National Coach of the Year in his sport by the National Federation of State High School Associations Coaches Association. Vinos led the Warriors to a 4 straight MHSAA Division I crown in 2017. And the sold-out sign is hung up again for the MHSAA's Women in Sports Leadership Conference. Over 750 people have signed up for the 23rd edition of this gathering, which takes place February 4th and 5th in Lansing. Join us again next week for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.